Pre-Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Was missing good love, thinking of how I'd spend more quality time with him if I ever have another chance. When I stepped out for fresh moonlight photos, then he just appeared in front of the moon and trees to say hi. Though a foggy area, I could see and feel his warm love. It brought out tears. He dissipated quick. Other photos, same place, showed the moon behind tree branches, not in front.He turned into a white ball lamp, then disappeared quick. Photography and caption notes by Supreme Master Qinghai, Vegan, January 14th, 2025.
Hello there, all the beloved children of the Most High, the greatest of all the greatest. Greetings to you. Happy, lucky, prosperous, peaceful,
vegan
New Year. By the way, this is a kind reminder for the kids. It's winter and cold in many countries, so please take care of yourself.Keep warm all the time. And if you have to wash your hands or your face, make sure that the water does not seep into the deeper part of the arms, under the clothes or under the shirt. When you wash the hands and the face, you wash them inside the sink and bend as low as possible, then dry them while still bending there.And when you want to dry your hands, the towel should be lower than your elbows so the water will drip down on the floor instead of into your clothes in the higher areas, you see? And if you wash your face and you worry, you wet your clothes and maybe you take the shirt off or you wrap a long medium-sized towel around the neck of your shirt first so the water will not wet the clothes. Like this, you can avoid...the coldness that will slowly touch your skin and make you feel painful later on. Because if the clothes are wet anywhere, it will give you pain, especially if you are in a colder climate and windy area or when there is wind outside. That will give you a lot of pain, and sometimes you could not even make use of your arms.So in case that happens, please go to see a doctor and keep yourself warm inside the house. Take more rest. Do not abuse that injured arm for a long while until it becomes better. Also, you can put some warm ointments on that arm or that painful area because the wet clothes will make that little area kind of blocked.Temporarily or for the long term. So keeping warm is very important, and take medicine as the doctor prescribes. You can also put some warm patches onto the painful area as well. Even in summer, it could also happen that the wetted clothes area will also give you pain, especially for the elderly and maybe little kids, sensitive kids. Make sure, yeah?Even in the holiday season, we must keep ourselves healthy and happy so that we can enjoy the whole wonderful year ahead. Also, make sure that you eat proper nutrition and befitting food, even fruits and vegetables. They carry some disadvantage quality So you do research, make sure which one combines favorably with what food. And also don't eat too much of something that could harm your body, even if you like it so much. If it causes trouble for the digestive system, then please stop it or minimize the intake, yeah? Take care of the children. I'm telling you all this so you can tell your children and take care of the children as well, not just yourself. And if some food, for example, you know that is not all good and fine, then you have to change or minimize it or replace it with other food. For example, like rice, even though it tastes lovely, and I'm kind of addicted to it, you know, like all the Asian people. There's some little traces, a quantity of arsenic poison in it. So you can minimize it or even don't eat it at all. Foods like millet and quinoa and beans, lentils of all kinds, and yam family, sweet potatoes and taros. In Vietnam, we have a lot of different kinds of yams. They are delicious and very, very nutritious as well, and easy to cook and less expensive. I think you know how to take care of yourselves. This is just a simple, kind reminder not to be indulgent in things that are not very healthy for the body in the long run, or if consumed in such a large quantity daily. And now I know that we should talk about spiritual aspects. Okay, here we go. Yes, by the way, you probably want to know how many souls, how many people we can save on this planet in case the great upheavals come upon us due to humans' tremendous karma that even God and heaven could not erase. Those who repent, truly repent and sincerely want to seek heaven's again, may be possible to be saved, even if the whole planet's population would be destroyed by the newest plan. This plan has been going on for a while already, and there have been many disasters and warning signals, but humans seem to be too intoxicated with the physical phenomena around them. All the temptations are difficult to resist, so they do not really pay attention to God's warning and signals, and also to the Master's warning and teaching. Thus, actually, up to date, me, myself, by the grace of Almighty God, can save only 30% of the human population on this planet. And that includes all sizes, all ages, yes? Unless humans change their minds and turn more toward a virtuous and moral way of living, compassionate living, and pray to God. Thank God for everything they have, and also to save their souls. Then 30% it is the fixed number that I myself, in the name of God, by the grace of God, could save. I mean physically. Originally, according to humans' karma, only 10% of humans will be left behind. If final blow is struck, the souls are something else. Even some people who die in disasters or troubled areas still can be saved later, but they have to undergo some time in hell, and maybe forever in hell, if they do not turn to God and do not repent and change their way of life. To live according to universal laws. There are actually no laws if you live with love and with compassion for others as much as you would like to have love and compassion from others, yourself. Other great religions' founders said the same thing. What you don't want to be done to you, don't do to others. Yes? Have mercy so that Allah will have mercy on you. Love all beings because they are your relatives and friends, etc. Yes, you can read any religions, precepts, or teachings, and you find they are very much pointing to the same goals and direction. You probably would ask me, how come only 30%? Because there seems to be so many so-called masters all over the planet. Why only 30% of humans can be saved? And some animal beings also can be saved. But not all, not all. It depends on individual karma, merit, and humility, meaning humble repentance and faith in God and the masters of all times in all directions. It's just due to humans' ignorance or being poisoned by the negative force since time immemorial and do not wake up completely or not at all or not on time. Thus, we can only save 30%, more or less. Because nowadays, if you look on the internet, you see so many so-called teachers or masters who claim to be completely enlightened, or Buddha, or Guruji this, Sadguru that. But they don't have any power to uplift the souls of humans out of the quagmire of ignorance and poisonous nature of Mara's tricks and traps.
Was missing good love, thinking of how I'd spend more quality time with him if I ever have another chance. When I stepped out for fresh moonlight photos, then he just appeared in front of the moon and trees to say hi. Though a foggy area, I could see and feel his warm love. It brought out tears. He dissipated quick. Other photos, same place, showed the moon behind tree branches, not in front. He turned into a white ball lamp, then disappeared quick. Photography and caption notes by Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, January 14th, 2025.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.